The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and encourages you to change your core beliefs to make your life better. If you are ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I had a bunch of real positive material lined out to start today with, start Monday, the week with. And then somebody sent me a link to an article that blew my mind. And I really want you to look into this, right? Because this is an article about how institutional investors have finally figured out how to tap into your 401k and steal more of it from you. If you read this article, I guarantee you it will blow your mind and you'll probably liquidate your 401k as soon as you possibly can. Now, I thought it was bad just with the material that's in it, but then I wanted to copy it, print it, so I could be very specific about it and read you some of the stuff that they said. But my friends, this is where it became even crazier. You could not print it. This website will not let you print their articles. So I tried to be devious and just copy the article and then put it into Word and print it out of Word. But no, you cannot even copy the article. Now, without being a conspiracy theorist, do you think there's a reason? And I want somebody that's sound mind to look into this for me and tell me if I'm just making this up or if I'm just not knowing what I'm doing here. But I want you to go to institutionalinvestor.com, okay? Institutionalinvestor.com. If you're sitting there right now in front of a computer, look that thing up and find out if you can actually get this article to print or to copy. Now, the article is about asset management, defined contribution, pension plans, gain access to private equity funds. Okay? Big long term. The short version is defined contribution, pension plans, gain access to private equity. So what does this mean? What it means is that your trillions of dollars of retirement funds out there are now going to be threatened by some of the riskiest investments possibly could be sold to you. Yes, stuff that would never be allowed in a retirement plan in the past has figured out how to get itself into your retirement plan. Illiquid, poor returns, massive risk. All the things you don't want in your retirement plan are possibly going to get sold to it, along with super high fees. All right. So I'm going to go over some of this with you. I hope it doesn't bore you to death, but I want somebody to look this up and call me, or if nothing else, just comment on what you think of this. Because to me, I don't have a 401k, but to me, even after years of telling you to get out of the 401k, because of its ineffectiveness, now it may even be not only ineffective, it may be massively risky. It says, and I quote, by year end, retirement savers in the U.S. and U.K. defined contribution schemes could be investing in leveraged buyouts and distressed debt deals. In a big change for the world's two largest pension markets, new structures will let plan participants move money into some of the highest risk, highest return investments around. British Pantheon Ventures and Partners Group of Switzerland have spent several years developing private equity-centered investment products that offer daily valuations and liquidity for typical illiquid and quarterly valued assets, which are illegal to put into 401ks. It's the first step in a concerted effort by private equity firms to tap the $15 trillion-plus defined contributions pension plan market. $15 trillion. They're just licking their chops. You can see them sitting there going, right? They want it. They want it bad. New York-based Goldman Sachs Group is also reportedly looking at ways to introduce private equity into defined contribution plans. Others are watching with interest. For private equity is the holy grail, says William Gilmore, senior investment manager for private equity fund worth $504 billion. How do you get all the DC money channeled into this industry? If we can crack that one, oh, we're going to be very happy. By dealing with structured roadblocks, private equity firms will give defined contribution plans access to private equity and other alternative assets such as infrastructure and unsecured mezzanine debt. Do you understand what that is, unsecured mezzanine debt? It's interim debt with no security. Probably the highest risk stuff you could ever buy into. Unlike existing liquid alternative funds, the new products aimed to tap fully illiquid premium that long-term alternatives can yield, but they face other challenges, including shift towards low-cost investment options and concerns about risky investments that might blow up and leave savers out of pocket and fiduciaries humiliated. You darn right they're worried about that. But they see that to them as a challenge. They've got to figure out how to get around that. Defined contribution programs represent 46.7% of the $32 trillion in pension assets in top six markets worldwide, according to New York-based consulting firm Tower Watson & Company, making them too big for private equity managers to ignore any longer. For their part, the defined contribution plans can't overlook higher-yielding asset classes as fixed income returns compress in the U.S. Such schemes posted average annual returns of 6.85% from 97 to 2013, while their defined benefit rivals returned 7.92. Now think about that. These risky things that they're telling you they want to put you into because their higher rate of returns average 6.8%, while your 401k's defined benefit rivals returned 7.92, even higher. If the only retirement asset that an individual is going to have are DC assets, there is no reason they shouldn't have some powerful tools as DB investors. Man. Pantheon expects to have two large corporate pension plans signed up for its new U.S. investment product late this year. The $31 billion firm is structuring private equity components for bigger target date funds, which could provide, say, 10% exposure to the asset class from plan, particularly early in the career, and reduce it as they retire. Why do they want to reduce it as you get closer to retirement? Because they know it's massively risky. For that portion of the fund, liquidity will come from listed investment compromises such as 30%. Pantheon will create daily valuations using underlying quarterly private indications. So it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. But the bottom line is, oh, but structuring products is only part of the issue. Private equity, like hedge funds, is sticking to its 2% annual management fee and 20% performance fee as pressure to reduce such costs grow. In April, the British government introduced a 75 basis points charge cap on defined contributions default funds. All funds may eventually have to match the 50 basis points set by the National Employment Savings Trust that established in 2010 to manage businesses. The 75 basis points cap is very tight, even if you create a diversified portfolio with some more liquid elements that come at a lower cost, says Stefan Meiser, partner and delegate on the board of directors for the $45 billion Partners Fund. If it goes to 50 basis points, I think it's probably going to pretty much stop all private market initiatives. So they want to take a 2% profit if they do nothing for you, and then they want to take a 20% override profit if they make you any money. And you want to know why we think these guys are stealing your money? Come on, my friends. This is just disastrous stuff. And hey, look, my number here is 877-655-6755. Give me a call if you've read the article. If you think that it's a good idea or if you think that it's a bad idea, I'd like to hear your opinion on that. If you've got a 401k, just tell me what you think about the fact you're going to start putting more risk into your retirement plan, because that's what they're planning to do. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 24 years. Our students have won local, state, and national awards as Real Estate Investor of the Year 8 of the last 8 years. Personal Real Estate Investor magazine has named us the best education and mentoring group in the United States. Our students own an astounding amount of single-family rental houses and apartment complexes. I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show and an investor in both single-family and multifamily properties. If you're ready to add some real estate to your portfolio, I've got your map. Come to the next workshop to claim your map to financial freedom. Go to getmymapnow.com and register for the next workshop in your area. That's getmymapnow.com.
At the Del Walmsley Radio Show, our number here is 877-655-6755. And now on to the good news. I told you that I had saved up for you here for today. This fine Monday morning, Monday afternoon experiment here. This article says early 2015 apartment demand leaders. The nation's apartment demand dethroned number one spot, nation's apartment rent growth, blah, 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 blah. Don't even know what that says. That's unbelievable. The volume in the first quarter of 2015 proved very impressive. Preliminary figures showed that absorption across the country is 100 of the 100 largest metros came in roughly 64,300 units, a jump of 55% from the demand tally seen during the initial 3 months of 2014. So here it is. In 2015, first quarter one, we have a 55% increase in absorption. Wow, that's a lot. All right. Helping push those apartment absorption stats, job creation early 2015 well exceeds the volume recorded in early 2014. Furthermore, because apartment deliveries have climbed, more product availability is helping grow demand capacity. While almost all the country's largest local apartment markets are registering encouraging demand volumes, the figures are especially impressive in a few spots, some of them perhaps a little surprising. Let's look at the top five from January to March of 2015. Houston, Texas, number one. Given the concerns about a chaotic energy sector, it would be a surprise that Houston is number one. Having this pegged as number one apartment demand center during 2015, the metro absorbed 5,465 units in Q1 to take that first spot. Sharing the apartment demand performance, net job growth in Houston remains strong, at least for the moment, despite layoffs that are in process amongst several of the energy industry employers. Also, general economic uncertainty appears to be working to the apartment market's benefit so far, in that loss of renters to home purchases looks a bit more limited than it was previously. Finally, with 2015's apartment completion set to nearly double 2014's, there's just more product available for people to move into. So guys, let's think about this here. The question that we got asked for weeks upon weeks, right after we found out that OPEC was not going to stop producing or lower its production, so the prices were going to come down, was, is this going to destroy Houston? Now, I know that Schlumberger has laid off quite a few people. I saw an article on that the other day. There are layoffs going on around town. But the interesting part is that because there are so many other businesses in Houston now, that Houston is not 100% dependent on oil companies, that it's sustained its growth. In addition to that, you know, job expansion is still there. But in addition to that, the very fear that there might be kind of a problem going on in Houston has led to people not buying houses and wanting to stay more liquid, stay more able to move around in case it does have a bad effect on Houston. People don't want to be tied up in owning homes. So what is that doing? That is, again, driving people that might not normally want to rent. It is driving them to becoming tenants because they don't want to be tied down. Number two is Miami. It's not unusual for the first quarter to prove to be strong for Miami. Residents don't have to deal with the bad weather seen in so many other places, and their trends seem to be a mild snowbird bump from households who spend the winter months enjoying the sunshine. Still, Miami's first quarter 2015 demand for 4,890 units is stunningly big figure, the strongest absorption seen in any quarter period over the past decade, helping spur demand in Miami. The metro's annual employment growth pace of 3.4% as of February, according to the Bureau of Statistics, has climbed about 100 basis points during the past few months. And completions totaling some 2,200 units in late 2014 and early 15 were the metro's biggest block of new supply seen in several years. So more units have been available for leasing. Understand that. When you have all these extra units coming online, you know, we had a problem three years ago where we had not built anything for a long time and we had no supply. And we literally were having people that couldn't find places to live. Now, at least we have some place for them to go. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. The next city is Boston. And again, it just talks about Boston picking up third position with 4,645 units absorbed from January to March. And again, very healthy, has a lot of job growth there. Then we go down to Austin, Texas. Austin is number four. Austin picked up 4,402 new units and allowed for quite a bit of absorption there. And believe it or not, right after Austin is Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, I'm going to read this one to you, the whole article, because it's really interesting. The Dallas and Fort Worth, according to this segment I'm going to read you, is the number one real estate investment city in the country today. And I go, and I quote, consistently the country's top apartment demand market in recent years, North Texas is also adding more jobs than any other locale and is an active construction center. Viewed from that perspective, the question might be why the area's first quarter apartment demand totaled 3,537 units, while fifth best nationally isn't bigger. The answer is the demand for about 3,500 units is all the market could do given product availability. Absorption came in a hair above the quarterly completion count, and occupancy is existing product base is already at a 14-year high at the same time that the annual rent growth is hitting all-time records. So in case this doesn't make sense to you, they're full. There's no more absorption because there's no more units. They're sitting there with 100% occupancies, raising the rents month after month after month. And so they build 35 more units and they absorb 3,500 units. The bottom line is whatever they could build, they could absorb because it's the strongest market out there. Now that, my friends, when you put the fact that Houston's number one and Austin's number four and Dallas-Fort Worth is number five, but the strongest in the country, then it still looks like Houston is one of the places, or Texas is the strongest place to invest. And that's been that way for years in the apartment industry. And whether it will stay that way or remain that way for years, I don't know. But right now, according to this article, it is the strongest out there. Looking at the remainder of 2015, We'll see an acceleration in Dallas-Fort Worth, enabling North Texas to again take the top position. Demand over the course of year, because they're going to have more units available. All right. We're going to come back, go over more positive stuff. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, that is what we call passive income in your bank account each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team, the right property, and the right map. Equity buildup, that is when your renters pay off your mortgage each month. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value almost every 20 years. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow each month or on our capital gains. These are five of the reasons that real estate accounts for 70%+ of the millionaires in the world today. Attend one of our free workshops on real estate investing to find out how. Call 866-971-8970 or go to 5waywemakemoney.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to 5waywemakemoney.com.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. It looks like Dustin sent me a link to an article that I thought was really interesting. Simply for the outlook that came out of it from the people responding to the article. The article basically was about some new medical things that might allow you to live forever. And the respondents to this, which was really interesting, the respondents to this, the first guy says, don't be ridiculous. No one could afford to live forever. Now, you got to think about that. That's the way people really see the world. That, hey, I got a limited amount of money, and I'm going to die before I run out of money is my goal. And if I had to live forever, I could never afford to live forever. Then another guy goes, no, if I could live forever, I could be the richest person on earth, which is really the truth, because the bottom line is, if you could live 1,000 years, you think about how much money you could earn, think about how much money you could save, and think about how much your investments would grow, right? And so this guy that sent me the email saying, you know, I just changed my perspective because this was the way I'd always thought that, you know, hey, I'm going to run out of money before I die, and that's going to be a problem. Now he's saying, because I've taken lifestyles, I'm looking at it from the point of view, not only will I not run out of money, I'll probably end up being the richest guy out there. And then another guy wrote in and said, yeah, that's the way these things really work. It's rich people, he targets the Kardashians, he said, rich people all want us poor people to die, and that's why they want to be rich. They want to be rich so they can live forever, but they want all of us poor people to die. And boy, when I read that, I was like, man, what kind of a life do people live? I mean, do you guys really live that negative of a life out there? I guess you do, if you could say stuff like that. But it's an interesting article in that it does lead to questioning some perspectives as to would you want to live forever. Then, of course, then there's some doctor that chimes in and says, well, you know, this can't be true, blah, blah, blah. There's certain cells in the body can't duplicate, can't regenerate, and that means that we're going to end up being brain dead. Even though we're 1,000 years old, we'll be brain dead, blah, 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 blah. So again, I take that and I make this point of that. Hey, guys, do you really live that negative of a life that you see everything from the glass half empty? Interesting. All right. I was also sent another link to an article by Realtor Magazine, and it states speedy investors shutting out buyers. While limited housing supply this spring in many markets, investors are realizing they need to act fast, and some are willing to make an offer within minutes of listing debuts, even though they have based on the other side of the country. These investors are making bolder, faster moves by relying on quantitative data and calculations to drive their decisions on whether to buy or not. They're willing to make offers on homes that they've never seen if the calculations point to be a good deal. Okay? So, guys, for those of you who've taken my class for the last 25 years, do you realize this is what I've been teaching you for 25 years? That number one, good deals don't last. And number two, that I can tell you within 5 minutes whether or not to buy a house, whether or not to make an offer on it anyway, because we're going to do our final inspections once we're in contract. And this is why people ask me all the time, why is it you can find deals in abundance and other people can't find them at all? Why can I not find them? It's because you're moving too slowly. There's going to be 100 good deals a day that come out, and they're going to be gone by the next day. And by the time you even look for them, they're gone. Okay? So this article is just emphasizing that point to be true, that you're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to move very quickly, or you're not going to get one of these deals. They're just not going to be around for you. And to be able to do that, you're going to have, number one, the training, which we teach. And then number two, you're going to have access to the data. And we share to our members the availability of a data program that will allow you to do instant appraisals on your properties. Instant appraisals. So you're able to make a decision instantly on whether or not you want to buy this thing and take action before everybody else gets out there and buys it. And this is very important to understand. So for those of you that have been in my seminar, you know I've been teaching this for 25 years. This is where you need to be. Again, speedy investors shutting out slower buyers. Next article was sent to me was about foreclosures. Again, Realtor Magazine. The article states, foreclosures have plunged 67% from peak. The foreclosure picture continues to brighten as the number of foreclosures dwindle across the country. Foreclosure inventory dropped 27% in February, while completed foreclosures fell about 15% year over year, according to CoreLogic's National Foreclosure Report, released Tuesday. Even bigger, foreclosures have plunged 67% from the peak that was reached in September of 2010. All right? So not only do you have to move faster, there's less foreclosures out there to go after. The market has turned around to where now it's a much safer investment, but you're not going to be able to steal the deals as much. You're going to have to buy them more market value because there's just not that many foreclosures left out there. It goes on and says the number of mortgages in serious delinquency has also dropped, a good sign that foreclosures will continue to fall. Overall, delinquent mortgages dropped 19% in February year over year. About 4% of mortgages are now in serious delinquency. That means 90 days or more due. Okay? Fewer Americans are seriously delinquent in paying their mortgage, which in turn is reducing the foreclosure inventory across the country as a whole, says President Anand Nalabimbi, President and CEO of CoreLogic. The foreclosure inventory represents 1.4% of all mortgages, all homes with a mortgage nationwide. So where are we at? Foreclosure market, properties that are at risk of foreclosure is only 1.4% of all the properties right now. And yet, that is still double the 0.6% average foreclosure rate that we saw during 2000 to 2004. Double the rate. So it's going to get even lower. And if there are no foreclosures, what is going to happen to the demand of housing? It's going to rise, the value of housing is going to go up, and heads I win, tails you lose, I always win, it's good to be king, occurs again. Real estate is just a phenomenal investment to be in. If you really want to be rich, you need to think about getting into real estate. It goes on and says, the five states alone counted for nearly half of all completed foreclosures nationally in February. Those five states with the highest number of completed foreclosures for 12 months ending February 2015 were Florida, 110,000 foreclosures, Michigan, 50,000 foreclosures, Texas, 34,000 foreclosures, California, 30,000 foreclosures, and Georgia, 28,000 foreclosures. Now it goes on and says, the five highest states with homes that are at risk of foreclosure. Now remember, nationwide it's 1.4%. These states are New Jersey at 5.3%, which is 400% higher than the national average. New York is 4%, which would be 300% higher than national average. Florida is 3.4%, which is 250% over the national average. Hawaii is 2.8%, which is exactly 200% of the national average. And District of Columbia is 2.6%, which is slightly below, 200% higher than the national average. So that's where the foreclosures are right now, and that's where the foreclosures have been. The bottom line is this. There's just not a lot of foreclosures left out there. And if you're going to get one, you're going to have to really work hard for it. Now, compare that to the apartment industry where we're showing you it's rocking and rolling. For many of you, it's time to move into the apartment industry. Having said that, let me share an email that was sent to one of my lead investors. Said, I wanted to send this to you since they mentioned you directly by name. This is a reference to a WebEx I gave last night updating the partnership on the expected proceeds of a refinance we will be completing in 45 days. Somewhere between 110 and 130% equity pullout, which will be 100% tax-free. So the email that he received was, just wanted to give you a big thank you. It was very exciting to hear your presentation, WebEx, last night. When we first heard Dell's presentation, it just seemed too good to be true. And now you've proved it with your results. I have two quick questions for you. One, what are the tax ramifications of this distribution? And the answer is none. It's tax-free income. And two, is this an exceptionally well-performed property or are all your refinance deals looking something like this? And in this particular investor, lead investor portfolio, it has happened multiple times. This is a regular occurrence for him. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about losing your job, working till you drop, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Stephen Davis, and I've taught over 100,000 people in the last 24 years the principles of financial freedom through our radio shows and live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about our real estate workshop that really takes it to a whole new level. It gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, we will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Just go to fivewayswemakemoney.com. That's fivewayswemakemoney.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about losing your job, working till you drop, or retiring in poverty.
The last segment of Del Walmsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. And the next email sent to me is one that I think many of you should listen carefully to. It's about a family trying to decide if they'd like to become lead investors. And I've never heard of more perfect candidates to become lead investors, even though they've never done a real estate deal in their life. With our training program, they're going to be able to come out of the blocks and hit a home run, just like we're talking about those 100% return type deals that the guy was talking about in the last email. They will be taught the very same thing that that investor was taught, and he had never done a real estate deal before he came here. And he's been able to have 9 very successful transactions already. So I think you need to listen to this carefully and see if it may hit home to you. Good afternoon. I know you had got a lot of emails, and I'm hoping this one resonates with you just a little bit. Let me be straight to the point. My wife and I are looking to become lead investors. We're preferred members. We both currently work for a major oil company. She has a finance background and is a project controls analyst, budgeting, scheduling, and controlling costs of our major capital projects. And I have an accounting background and work as a joint venture auditor, reviewing expenses and comparing them to the contract terms. We are in the process of downsizing from our $600,000 home to a $250,000 home to free up even more cash, as well as pulling out over $100,000 in equity from our home. On top of that, we'll be selling one of our rentals to free up another $100,000. All in, not counting our retirement accounts, which we will be able to free up another $100,000 when one of us leaves our job to become a lead. My question to you is, do you suggest that we take the $250,000 and become independent owner, or would the $250,000 be enough to become a lead investor? Correct me if I'm wrong, but $250,000 buys a property worth approximately $1 million. But becoming a lead, that same $250,000 could get us a $4 million property as a lead investor. We just had our first child a year ago, and have the drive to change not only our lives, but to make sure that we do everything to make a better life for our daughter and our partners. We now know that spending 8, 9, 10 hours a day in a cubicle is not the way we want to live our lives. What do you suggest? Well, Don, I 100% suggest that you become a lead investor. You see, folks, you got to put 25% down. You're going to make between 10 and 20% in cash flow basis on a good project that you put together correctly. So on $250,000, they're only going to make between $25,000 and $50,000. Each of them have great jobs right now. But by becoming a lead investor, you can raise as much capital as you want, as long as on your first transaction, you can come up with 25% of the investable capital. So if they've got $250,000, they can raise up to $100,000 worth of investable capital, which will allow them to buy a $4 million property. Now, with a $4 million property, you're going to be in a situation where you not only are going to get your rate of return of, you know, anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000, but you're also going to get a management fee for operating the property and the company. And that management fee is going to be probably somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000 a year. So now on top of your 25 to 50, you're picking up another 50 to 60. So now you're close to $100,000 a year. Hence, one of you will be able to quit your job and take this project on. Now, here's an interesting point. These people have what I call associated skill sets. Associated skill set says you have what it takes to do what we do, even though you've never done it. Let me give you an example. When I ran a health club business, I had two parts to my job. One was to teach salespeople how to get members to sign contracts, which we called membership agreements, to pay money to use our facilities. When I moved to the apartment industry, I had to teach salespeople, right, at my apartments, how to get people to sign contracts, which we called leases, to move in and use our facilities. When I was in the health club business, the second thing I had to do was learn how to maintain those facilities. And when I got into the apartment industry, I found that I had a second part of my job, which was to maintain facilities. Now, these people here have an accounting background, an auditing background, and a project management background. These are perfect skill sets. Now, the only one they're going to have to sharpen probably is going to be their sales skill sets. But as far as project management to complete the rehab, as far as auditing and accounting to be able to do the paperwork and the documents necessary to track the tenants and to get the reporting done to your partners, these guys have got it in spades. So I'm saying right now, Don, you need to do this thing. You need to do it as quickly as you possibly can, because your daughter's waiting for you to change her life by having a parent there with her as she grows up, as opposed to having both parents sitting in a cubicle all day long for the rest of her youth, which would be a terrible thing to have happen, right? All right, next email. It says, thanks for a great radio show, and thanks for everything you do to help people. Me and my wife are new members since last year, and we have since bought two single-family houses and one passive multifamily investment. And we're really excited about our future steps in real estate. A quick question for you regarding single versus multi. If I understand it correctly, in multifamily business model, Lifestyles takes into account costs of future repairs, maintenance, and vacancy when assessing the cash-on-cash return. But in single-family business model, the cash-on-cash is calculated without this. Why? Why don't you just teach us to put it, take into account $100 to $300 per month for these costs? Or am I missing something? Yes, you are missing something. If you totally renovate the house and it's perfect, you're not going to have any operational costs for 5 years. If you screen your tenant and put a perfect tenant in, you're not going to have any problems with the tenant. So for the first 1 to 5 years, you could conceivably not have any of those overhead costs, that maintenance, repair, vacancy, management stuff. It doesn't occur. So we don't calculate it in there, because most of us don't incur it because of the way in the two-day that I taught you to set your business up. If you set your business up, your fixed costs are going to be your principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and homeowner association fees. Those are going to be the common reoccurring costs. But maintenance and repair should not occur if you've already fixed everything in the house. Tenant problems should not occur if you've screened the tenants the way I taught you. So, my friend, it's not the money. It's a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation. The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Ask any of the members or mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate education and mentoring group, and they'll tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and hard you work. It's whether you're on the right map to begin with. Can what you're doing take you to the financial position that you want to be in? I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Visit GetMyMapNow.com to meet some of our members who are on the right map and on the way to reaching their financial goals. Whether you just started thinking about investing in real estate or you consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited provides the support necessary to take you to the next level. We are mentors that offer you guidance on every step of the real estate investing process, from single-family houses to 600-unit apartment complexes. Our members have done it all. They've won multiple Investor of the Year awards 8 of the last 8 years. Call 866-907-2085 or visit getmymapnow.com to begin or advance your real estate investing career today.